My work is focused on reproductive, maternal, newborn and child health in fragile and humanitarian settings. And so that is what affects reproductive health, women and children in areas of conflict, contagion or climate change. And because in all of these places, women and children are the ones that are affected the most. In every aspect of their lives, they are affected the most. 60% of preventable maternal mortality, 54% of under five preventable maternal mortality, and 46% of newborn mortality is taking place in fragile and humanitarian settings. And if we do not properly address their needs and reshape the way that we do business, whether it be in our planning, in our policies, in our partnerships, and in our financial mechanisms, we will never be able to make a difference. And if we do not look after the health needs of our adolescents and our women, then we will not have them at the table negotiating peace. We will not have their contribution to the economy and to rebuilding the fabrics of their communities.
What can we do to better implement the Sustainable Development Goals in areas that have been affected by extreme violence?
Well, if you talk to people in the humanitarian world, they will say that the MDGs were fantastic, but they didn't have an impact in humanitarian settings. The SDGs are not going to work unless we acknowledge that and we make sure that we're going to reach out and form new partnerships and work in a way that is sort of business unusual. We talk about reaching the furthest, and the furthest are going to be in embedded in urban settings. They're going to be in the midst of a violent conflict, or they are going to be marginalized by governments or groups. And how are we going to reach them? Why haven't we reached them before? How is it that we have neglected to consider and change our systems for so very long? And so the Every Woman, Every Child, Everywhere movement, which has brought together humanitarians and development actors and all of the different sectors, is now part of the Global Strategy for Women and Children's Health, which is pinned to the Sustainable Development Goals. So in other words, for the first time, we have an opportunity to plan and finance and work together around women and children's health for the next 30 years. And we are determined to do more and to do better for more.
And what differences in the Sustainable Development Goals from the Millennium Development Goals most excite you?
That it is supposed to be for everyone, everywhere.